At the beginning, we go to the room.
I thought he was crazy.
She said pretty crazy because we practice together. We found a lot when we practice tango, but when we close the door and go outside...
This was his thought.
I changed completely. I start to ask the boyfriend, and she don't understand why you are...
Kissing me? Because 5 minutes ago, you were very angry with me, and now we close the door and you want to kiss me. So I don't understand you. Are you crazy or what happened with you?
Cabeceo. Einladung zum Gespräch über den Tango Argentino. Ein Podcast von Heinz Duschanek.
Thank you very much for giving me the time for this talk. It's not an interview. It's a talk. We still need a lot of energy because we had this fantastic weekend in Graz with a lot of workshops. You had a great performance yesterday, which was very powerful. I think cost a lot of energy and private lessons. And now it's me and you want to go home. And tomorrow you go to New Zealand.
Yeah.
Via Vienna. Is this the life you always wanted to lead?
Yes.
This is our dream, I think.
Yeah, no. We are living our dream. So when I started to dance tango, I saw the person who was my teacher, and I say, I want to dance tango and let the people know the tango in all over the world. I wanted to live this life since I was 15.
What happened in that age? Because what was the reason, actually? No, usually that's the first question in this podcast, because I'm very much interested in the stories are so different in how people came into Tango Argentino. Mm. What was it in your case?
Well, in my case, when I was 5 years old, I started to dance tap and jazz, not classical ballet, just tip tap and jazz. So I did that dances until 10. Then my father, they quit the job, yeah. So they couldn't pay the my dances, so they couldn't pay even the school. So I changed the school for the private to public school, and it was a public school to learn classical ballet that I really wanted to dance when I was already 13, but they say that I was too old to start that career. So they told me that they have only tango or folklore. And I said, no, I don't want to study that. I want to study ballet. And my mother said, no, it is not a choice. You have to choose between tango or folklore. And I say, okay, I will do tango. But not, I was not happy with that. And I did tango only 1 year. And I get really worried about that because I was... shy, very shy, and to embrace a guy same age, and we were a lot of girls, and the teacher, the assistant, and one guy that he was learning tango, only one guy, and 24 girls. So I did.
This was in Argentina.
In Argentina, in Morón, where we live. So in the center of Morón, it was this public school of dances, but I didn't like tango at all. Then I quit and closed my house. My mother said, okay, you can go to see. There is a tango school there, but it is not like a very important school. It was just an association school. And she said, go there and see if you like the teachers for your sister. So I went there, and the teachers were young, like 18 years old. And they showed me what they were doing, and they were doing tango scenario. So I say, wow, this is what I want to do. And that was the moment that I fell in love with tango. Then I met Neri's parents. They were coming to study with this. They were in the senior group. And so I met them before I met Neri. And then he invited Neri to join the group because it was a young group. And so I met Neri, but I thought it was a girl because Neri is an unusual name in Argentina. and his face was very nice, no hair, very red lips, and long hair. No. So with this name Neri, maybe it was Nerina, not Neri Luciano. So he told me, no, I am a boy. I'm Neri Luciano, and I would like to learn tango. We became very good friends, and I was calling him my old brother because we became very good friends. I never thought about a relationship in the future. But then our teachers went to work in Japan, so I quit tango again. And then after maybe, I quit tango for 3 years.
Yes.
So we still being friends, and Neri told me after these 3 years, we met in a bank in the center of the city. And he says, look, I am organizing a milonga. Do you want to join this milonga? I can teach you tango, but I will teach you something different because what we were learning, it was just choreography. But I have to tell you that tango, it's a different thing. I say, no, I want to do jumps and I want to do a scenario. He say, no, but this is not a real tango. The real tango is dancing in milonga. What is a milonga? The milonga is a place where the people go to dance. And how it's possible, I imagine. Because for me, tango, it was jumping, legs here and there. And he say, no, it's traditional tango on the floor. You feel them raise. Wow, this is strange. So he started to teach me tango.
Because you, in the meantime, did not do this break for 3 years.
He continued.
I continued because when I started dancing, I started when we was 17, almost 18 years old. I started because one day I arrived to my house and my father and my mother see for first time dance tango.
Because they were practicing at
the
home.
They practiced in the home, in the kitchen. More fight.
fight,
but different fight. You know? No, the usual fight the couple. And I started to smile, and I started to see them dance tango for first time. And when I see them dance tango, I say, wow, I want to learn tango. At that time, I buy one very expensive suit. And one day I say with my father and my mother, bueno, go to the bingo. Then I go with the restaurant, but...
With that suit.
And my father say, why you want to come with us with one milonga? Okay, it's nice time to use this suit. And we arrive the milonga place and say, wow, this is very nice, you know? And at that time I study electronic. You know, and industrial school, and we are all men all the time, and we arrive that place, a lot of girls say that this is the paradise. And I start to learn tango in the milonga. Then I see Janina come to my house, talk with my father. I start to have the relationship with Janina, and then I go to this school, you know. I start to practice the tango stage. But always, I almost continue with the traditional tango, no, in the milonga. The Janine stopped, but I continue dancing in the milonga. One day, I work in one company, you know, but always technician, you know, and I study engineer electronic and mathematical teacher. But I don't have money to pay the university or mathematical both school. And my father and my mother doesn't have money to pay me. Then I start to work like clown in the street. And then I know the taxi dancer. I say, this is perfect because I dance with the girls in the night. They pay me to dance with her. I love dance. And then I have time
To go to the university
and the high school, to have to teach him for the high school. But in that time, the new style tango, tango nuevo, a lot of girls dance tango nuevo, but I don't want to dance tango nuevo. I prefer dance traditional tango and stage tango. And I talk with my father. That he said, my father, why you don't go to Janina? He said to Janina, but Janina don't dance more tango. No, but you go to the call Janina. Don't forget, Janina walk very nice in the street. He told me. I go to Janina's house. I ring the house. Janina go outside and say, Janina, you want to dance with me tango? Yes, why no? And then I start to...
You start to teach me.
At the
because
beginning,
we
me.
Didn't dance together at the beginning.
At the beginning, no.
Because I didn't want to dance with him because he was thinner than now. And I wanted to do a stage with a thin guy. I thought he will never put me up, no, on for the lift and for jumps. It's very difficult for him, I thought. And so...
But actually, this is a challenge, I guess.
It's still a challenge, I mean, yes.
Yes.
So I said to Neri, okay, you teach me, but I would like to dance with a friend of you. Of course, I didn't say to him, I don't want to dance with you. I said to him, I would like to dance tango. Please introduce me a friend of you. And he said, yeah, okay. He introduced me a good friend of him. They were living together with his friend. And I started to dance with René at the beginning, but just the really beginning, because after a few months, we fall in love and we start to dance together.
See? Yes, so and he... then when we say to my father and my mother, because I have the, how to say in English, the...
I don't know how to say that, but the university pays you, you win this, I don't know, Borsa di Studio.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say. The university for free. He was for free.
I don't need to
university.
Pay more for my note is high. I don't need to pay for 1 year.
It's stipendium in German.
And I say to my family, okay, I have 1 year free. I don't need to pay the university. Now I want to dance tango for 1 year. And my father and my mother start to say, no, why? You need to finish. You need to...
Usual parental talk.
In less than 1 year, he could finish the university and got the
diploma,
the certificate to become an engineer, electronic engineer. But he said, no, I want to try with tango.
Yes.
We will see 1 year. We say together to the families, to our families, we will see 1 year. If the things go wrong, okay, we continue. I was in the university.
And the Janina family, the same. They are the mom, Janina,
so
want to kill me.
I said to my mother, I want to try to live my life with tango, and I will go to live with Neri. And she said, why? Because with tango, you cannot buy your house. With tango, you cannot keep a family. So you have to do a career in university. Yes, but I don't like. I like, and my dream is to dance tango. And she was really angry with me. And my father says, you are very young, you can try. What happens? You go to live with Neri, if things go wrong with Neri, you know this is your house too, and we are waiting for you. Because if I hear my mother, she will say no. My father say, you can try, it's your life. I cannot tell you what to do with your life. You are already 18. No, to.
Yeah. In this first year, did you put the focus more to tango escenario, the stage tango,
both.
More to social?
Well,
is this possible?
24 hours at the, when we say, for example, I say, okay, now I want to dance tango. If
he
in the university I spend 12 hours, here I want to spend 20 hours.
See, he said me like that, and we were expanding every day to dance tango. When in the morning we were doing, let's say, in Caminito, more practicing escenario. No, we were earning some money from this working in the streets. So usually what you do in Caminito is to do pictures and get the money and that's all. But we were dancing and dancing and dancing and dancing to train, no? To train ourselves. We don't want to the money. Yes, we want the money for pay the lesson, but we wanted much more the time to train together. So we were training a lot on the streets for the public. And then
when
in
this
the night, on Monday, we were taking lesson with Carlitos Perez, on Tuesday with Fabian Peralta, on Wednesday, Carlitos Perez, on Thursday with Fabian Peralta, a scenario with Vanessa and David.
Which costs a lot, I guess.
Yes, but we were earning very good money. And we were working as much as we can. Carlos Copello And after maybe 4 months.
Yeah, 4 months. Well, no, we go to our first competition in the championship.
So we went to the competition, to the first competition. And
we win?
We win the, let's say, the...
Gran Buenos Aires competition.
This was...
No, we win in a stage.
En escenario, en salón.
In salón, both. Category. But and not the mundial, it's the...
The region of Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires.
So we won on salón. In Morón we won escenario. And I was dancing only for 4 months. And we won escenario without the variation. We were dancing patancha, and it is like a 30 seconds of variation. And we were improvising. So I don't know how it's possible, but we won that championship. Yes. And then we won on the Mundial, salón, not escenario.
We arrived 10th position.
We arrived to the 10th place, dancing only for 6 months. So for our family, we're like, how it's possible? And then we traveled to Brazil, dancing tango.
But when we take this play, Carlos Copello... Help us.
Exactly. Carlos
he invite
Copello,
us to give lesson in his school.
Carlos Copello, he was having this school on Abasto. So you know Carlos Gardel, and this area, it's very famous for tango. And he invited us to teach on his school, but I say, no, I don't want to accept that because I am not a teacher, I am just a beginner. But he was more experienced, and he says, I am not asking you. I am telling you that you will teach in my school. You cannot refuse. And for me, it was a shock because I was a beginner. I just studied tango. And so I said to Neri, okay, I go, but I will be your assistant. So you need my body to show to the other ladies who don't know tango, because we were leading beginner lessons, to show my body, not to teach them how to do it. You are going to teach them. Okay. Because I didn't feel ready at all to teach tango.
And then when I start to give the beginner lesson, and of course, in this school teach Fabián Peralta, Carlos Copello.
We have a lot of... Maxi Cristiani, Sebastián Achával, Roxana. Sebastián Achával.
So very famous couple, no? And...
Little by little,
start to have a lot of beginner students, but many years.
So the group increased, we create a new group, we add a new day. So for us, it was like a wow. So big progresses in very short time, no?
I think the challenge in teaching is, especially when you have danced only for 6 months or 7 months, I don't know, not only to tell the people the steps. But also to see when they do it and when they fail, what is the reason. So they had the chance to develop this view relatively early in your life, which is a gift, I would say, because usually here in Vienna, in Austria, you have people teaching tango argentino, and I think, yeah, they know the steps, but if they teach people, they are not really able, I think, to tell them why they are failing and what's the reason for the posture and all the stuff.
That's why I don't want to teach, because he were more experienced.
I have more experience because
and
at that time
I have a lot of respect of that.
Yeah. I was like, I can just show what I do, but I cannot tell you why. So that's why I said to Neri, I don't want that you call me teacher. I don't want that people call me teacher because I am just an assistant. Because for me, it was not respect for tango, not respect for the people to call me a teacher, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
that time,
for me, it was a big responsibility.
For example, I like teach, no? Because I study engineering electronic, but at the same time, I study how
to become a math teacher.
Math teacher, no? Because always I am angry with the... Teacher from the university, from engineering, because they only write and cancel. They don't teach mathematics, for example.
But that's what I also heard about tango in Buenos Aires, that the teachers are just showing something relatively quickly and they don't explain anything.
Exactly.
Just try and
for
go
that,
on
I say, no, I need to
know how to teach.
To teach, and I need to know this Carrera. And for that, we start to practice how to teach tango. And start to...
See, we develop our career in a way to teach. And, for example, now I was talking with Mark, and he says, if we study at anatomy or something, and I say, no, I study my body because the way how I learn in Buenos Aires is copy and do it. And why I have to do that? Because it is like that. Tango is like that, and do it.
More in that period. Now it's more common. The teacher is more professional how to teach, you know?
And they know what to do. They know how to... Maybe on their body works in a way. Maybe now the teachers are more experienced. But when we have learned, it was... Because it's like this. Do it because it's like this. And for me, it was a shock. Because if I don't know what to do with my body, how can I do it with the men? So it was impossible. So that's why we... develop our tango in the way how we teach and how can it works for me, but not for you and not for another student. So
this also comes additionally. There are different bodies, different weights, different sizes,
and all the stuff.
And you need to find out how would this something work for this person, which certainly does not work for another person.
Exactly. Because of the body shape or because of the muscle, because of the structure of the body. So, for example, in this case, I am very thin, and so if I tense my body, I will be too tense. So, but maybe for a person who is too relaxed, they need to activate much more the muscles. So, or put the center body, up or down, depends on the how tall or...
Well, in the second year, we go again the competition, in the Russian competition, and we win both categories for the second time. And we arrive to the final on the stage. And seventh position in the
Mundial.
Salon.
Sí, in the Mundial.
And the Mundial, in both categories, and that year we arrive.
But that year, it was... For me, 1 year of tango.
1 year in tango. Well, and after that, the one theater start to call
to
us.
Add daily practice for many hours, I guess.
Many, all the time.
We dedicate our life.
It's different when I do tango for 6 months.
My life, it was dancing. From
your
the
six
morning,
months or two
until
years
the morning.
Or 3 years.
We were sleeping only 4 hours.
Yes, we need to say something too. For example, sometimes we are the couple, no? But in that period, Janina is angry with me because she say, we never have time to go to the eat one ice cream like real couple. No, we have, in the future we have time. Now we need to
spend our time
and money to take the lesson tango.
Because we were working in Caminito, then we were doing some lessons. If we have a show, if somebody called us for a show, we went for that show. And then
start to work in the Piazzolla Tango.
Then we start to work in Piazzolla Tango, Café Tortoni, Boca Tango, and we were doing maybe 2 shows in the same day, before in Boca Tango and right after in Tortoni, or maybe then in Tortoni and then in Piazzolla Tango. So we were like dancing a lot, and afterwards, milonga.
Because
so we finish at 12. We took a taxi, we take the bus, and we went to the Milonga
until
6 a.m.
Because of you like to dance tango.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then the 3 years,
that was the
we
year.
Want to again go into the competition,
the regional competition, but we couldn't participate because we won 2 times. So they say, even if you are not from the city, you can participate on the Metropolitano. On the Metropolitano, we won the second championship, the second place. And the World Championship on the Mundial, we got the second place, too.
And the fifth place in the stage.
Yes, fifth position on the scenario, only with 2 years of tango. And that was the moment that our career started. After 2 years, our career were... Because we were invited to work in Japan. So we were working in Japan... We got a contract for 3 years, and then...
So continuously working in Japan.
Exactly.
You lived there?
Yeah, we lived 2 years.
And then we came to Italy, to England, and
to Italy, and we danced in one milonga, the people start to see in different place, immediately start to call with different festival, and we never stop.
We so stop since the moment the that we time. Say exactly, since the moment that we say to our families, we want to do this for life, we never stop.
But additionally, you are a couple and you have a child.
Yes.
I can imagine that to be so close together all the time might raise some problems concerning, because some things from relationship also show up in Dancing Tango, or something from Dancing Tango also shows up in a relationship. You're constantly together, and Tango Argentino specifically is something where you're very close. You're in the private sphere of another person all the time, so you don't have, you don't can rest. You can't just say,
I go
to the office and I don't see you now for 8 hours.
Yeah,
that's not possible.
If I go to the office, we will be together.
Yeah, you're together again.
Yes.
Not only in the same room, you are close together.
Yes.
And what I seen yesterday after the performance, after each dance, you kissed each other for saying thank you, as far as I felt it. Was this easy all the time? I mean...
At the beginning, no, very hard. Because we have different character, no? Of course. At the beginning, we go to the room.
I thought he was crazy.
She said pretty crazy because we practice together. We fun a lot when we practice tango, but when we close the door and go outside...
This was his thought.
I change completely. I start to argue the boyfriend, and she don't understand. Why you are...
Kissing me?
Because
5 minutes ago, you were very angry with me, and now we close the door and you want to kiss me. So I don't understand you. Are you crazy or what happened with you? And he said, no, we are... tango professional dancers inside, and when we close the door, the things are still inside. The things that we leave it back. Now we close the door and we start the normal life. I am your boyfriend and I love you, and what happened in the room, it's not going to change what I feel for you.
But then you are Buddha, Neri, because so many people are working on that topic. It's usually it's not possible to really separate and say, I'm angry about you because of professional reasons, and I love you at the same
Buddha.
Time.
Because, he's a Buddha.
No, because my mother and my father have completely different character. My father is very
happy,
very positive energy. My mother is completely negative. I love my mother, but I am with her only 5 minutes. I start to fight with her, no? And always my mother work in the hospital and oncology. And always when she come to my house, she cry. She have a lot of problem bring from the work in the house. And my father completely different. My father, he never
brought to
the house the problem in the work. And I say, okay, in my life, I don't want bring the problem to my house. We need to separate my work with my life. And that I try to make in the couple. The same when after the show. When we finish the show, we say, thank you, my darling. Thank you, she said. And we don't talk about the exhibition. Because sometime after the show, I want to say something to her. And the adrenalina confused my word to her. And the same with Janina.
And sometimes when you are, if, for example, to me it happens, if I am angry because I didn't like something that I did, or if I don't like something that he have done, maybe he can say, you are beautiful and I love you, and the dress, it was perfect. I hear you were ugly and you dance really bad and complete, because sometimes we hear what we want.
Yeah.
We don't understand the other. So we say, okay, after the performance, we are not going to talk about the performance. We are not going to see the videos. So to keep the relationship.
Never or just on the same day?
No, not the same day. Maybe we didn't see it yet.
Yeah, we send you, Tosca send you the video, but we don't see. Maybe we see in the fly.
Mm.
Because
we didn't see
our adrenalina changed completely.
Because on the other hand, feedback is important. Actually.
We see the videos, but
we
not
the
same day, because maybe if you use this little point in the wrong position, could change the mood of the other. So we don't want this in the couple. So
we try to maybe we learn that because, you know, we talked before, no, we don't have money to study university. We don't have money to live in, o sea, we work together in the street. We eat rice for every day because we want to are artists. And maybe we learn...
Artists, but that could keep, live with our money, not artists who live with parents' money.
Okay.
Parents in Argentina are not in a good situation, so we don't want to disturb. My mother has other three children, and he is the only child, but she has to feed the other three, so we never ask money to live. Yeah. So we were eating rice and würstel, sausages, and that's all.
When we are rich.
When we were rich, we were eating,
würstel.
We were putting cheese.
Cheese is completely rich.
We were putting cheese when we were earning more money. So we don't want to disturb our families because it was our decision, no?
They are artists to
be artists. So we have to grow the couple and our life by ourselves. But the couple in Piazzolla Tango teach us...
Yes. Very important thing, this couple.
This couple in Piazzolla Tango is a famous theater in Argentina. They were fighting a lot every night, but fighting
completely too
with
much.
hands.
And this couple, you need to say this couple, they doesn't want us because when this couple don't work, we replace them.
So no names.
So no good relationship between us and them.
Because we are too much competition.
Exactly. Mm. They were very experienced. They were dancing in very famous company. And we were very young, just arrive and being after them. So it's very important, for example, in a theater, if you are very important couple, you are going to... For the greetings, you are going to be the last couple. If you are the new arrive, you are going to, for the greetings, you go for first. And we immediately, after a couple of months, we were doing the greetings on the third place. So if they were not on the theater, we were the last. So these couple were not happy with us.
With us.
So that's why it was very important for us, this, what they say, no? So what they... When we were preparing our tour in Japan, they take us in the dressing room and we were like, because the energy was very negative. So they say, you are very stupid. And we say, why? Because you are on the same street than us. You are fighting as we fight. And our energy, you don't need to be involved of our energy. You are a very nice couple. You love each other. We can see. And you are fresh, a new couple. So don't do what we do. Our relationship, it's like there is no way back. The time for us is not back. But the time for you, it's going forward. So don't do what we do. Love each other and show to the other that you love each other. So show to Neri that you love him. Show to Shanina that you love her. So don't fight. Try to do not talk after the exhibition because they were talking, no, because you were wrong in this, you were wrong in that. And we were understood that it was the way, no? Because we see others doing that. Maybe this is the way. And they say, don't talk about the exhibition right after the exhibition. And so we say, okay. Thank you for your
best advice ever.
Not nice the way how they say, not nice what we saw from them. So we took it and we keep it as a lemma, as a mantra for our life.
We have very good luck in our life, you know, because something happened to help our life. Like this friend tell us, don't make that. You need to change this bad energy and change our life. For example, when we live in Tokyo, the earthquake arrived and the, how to say, Fukushima problem. And we change our life completely and we go to Buenos Aires. And then for that, we transfer to live in Italy. In our place now we live. And for us, it's fantastic, this place.
What was the reason to actually choose Italy?
The reason, because...
So a friend of... the male...
One person see one
male
video.
Arrive, an organizer arrive. This male arrived from Salerno, this tango school in Salerno. If we want to teach in their school for a period, because they were with our teacher. And when we arrived to Salerno, we saw the city and he says... This is a place that I want to live. And I say, yes, this is a place that I want to live.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think if we ask this woman, the organizer, if we can stay and live in Salerno? Okay, why not?
Shanina like the beach. I like the mountain. They give the ice cream from lemon ice cream. We love each other the lemon. I say, why we don't transfer live here? And we just go to rent the house. And
the market is big enough. There are enough people who want to learn tango.
In Salerno, is big enough. We didn't thought about the market. We just like the place to live.
And we don't plan if nothing. We shall go to the try to rent the house. At the beginning, very hard to rent the house because we need to have the code of fiscal is one number. But always in Italy is like that, no? To give this number, you need to have the resident. But to have the resident, you need to this number. And we go to the municipality and go one. And then the person working in the government say, why you want to live here? Because we are tango dancer and we want to teach tango here. I love the tango, he say. You want to dance here? I say, why no? It's possible to put the iPod in the computer and the speak of computer. You want to make exhibition here? Why no? I make one exhibition in the municipality, Of course this is Italian. Yeah. It's like that.
South of Italy. Especially south of Italy.
We dance Queja de Bandoneón. All people start to clap, then bring coffee, cornetto, and they give everything. They give permission to
all the papers.
All the paper, and we start to.
We got married in Salerno. It was in July or August, and they give us immediately the appointment for the wedding.
Because
we got married in Salerno in October, and we prepared all our papers, and that's all.
Yes, because we say if we go live outside than our country. Like that time in Japan, we say, okay, we need to get married. Because
in Japan it was a very difficult situation and when the earthquake happened. Because we were living earthquake for a week. So all the time and the radiation. And if something happened, they say, if you hear the alarm, you have to go to a refuge and take a bag with food and you are going to live till you can go to your country. And they were talking about the acid rain and we know how it's the radiation. His father got cancer because he was working in a nuclear plant. So radiation, it's terrible. And we say, no, it's too hard to live here. We don't want to live. We move to Argentina, and we say if we are going to live abroad, we are going to be a family. So papers are important because if something happened in Japan and I am a single person, he doesn't have any rights on me, he cannot sign a paper, so it will be very difficult to. So we decide to become a family.
Very nice party to our wedding. A lot of people arrive.
A lot of people that we didn't know.
No, because we don't know the people live in Salerno, no tango dancer. And
we were to Salerno in July. We prepared the papers in August. Then we had a tour in Italy, in Russia, and I don't know, somewhere.
Paris and different places.
Ukraine. Ah, and then went, and then we went to Salerno in October. We arrived 3 days before the the wedding, to organize our wedding 3 days before. With we got married with people that we didn't know. So
because we made one milonga, open milonga for everybody, no?
So it was a very fun. Welcome in Salerno. You teach worldwide. Do you experience differences when it comes to look at the students? Different differences in musicality or abilities or ways of embracing. Is there a difference? Can I say it's different in Europe than in Japan, and because also of a cultural surrounding?
Yeah, it's very nice because we can see the culture while they dance, no? For example, in Italy, what I like in Italy, it's the way how they, especially in the south of Italy, the way how they enjoy the milonga, how they live. Because they live their life like this, like, hey, come on, how
so
are
easy,
you?
Easy going.
So milongas are amazing with the energy. They are milongas are lived more like a party. But maybe the way how they dance is the way how they drive. They drive in this way, like races, so they dance in that way. But milongas, they have very good energy. But if we go to Japan, milongas are not very in the same way that it is in Italy, like a party. But the way how they study is amazing because they are very disciplined with the... If I said to them, walk for an hour, they will walk for an hour. If I say, you have to put your embrace in 15 degrees in this way, and this, they will do it exactly. They are machines. If we go to Russia, the same. Put your leg here in your ear, they will do that because they are super.
Yeah.
So it depends where we go. We found something different. So... In, for example, in Turkey, I really like the way how they embrace. Men are amazing dancers. In Greece, they are full of energy, and they when they dance in milonga, they do a lot of steps, I mean, very complex steps, and you really have fun. So everywhere has something different and something nice.
What is the particular aspect of people in Austria or Germany?
And here... I like because they pay a lot of attention and they are very, they appreciate what we say, no? And they take, like, our advice, like, how can I say? Como something very value, no? This is very important, what you say, the teacher say. Sometimes in Italy, oh, come on, that is too difficult. I cannot do it because you do and I cannot because I am not a teacher. But in here, the people...
Claro. It's like we are doing what we are told.
But not everywhere is like that because
maybe we
are a teacher.
Today teach something very simple thing, you know? But we want to teach all
the details.
All the detail in this maybe basic step. If we would try this in Italy, we are Janine and me in the lesson.
No more students.
Yeah, because they want to learn maybe more the back sacada, something like that. And that is the difference. Now here, we practice something very simple movement, and you put
and the people get exactly the intention that you. Sometimes I say no, the students don't want to learn. They want to study but not learn. So I see a big difference. I can teach you, but if you don't want to learn, I don't. I am not a magician, so it is not just miracle. It's I give you. And my words need to work on your body. And this is what I see here. I am teaching, and what I teach, it's important for the people, and they try to do what I say. And this is amazing, because we feel that the people wants to learn. Not only, okay, hear what the teacher says. And sometimes...
But maybe, for example, I think this is one nice thing. If we need to think, okay, the bad thing is, for example, yesterday in the milonga, Paulo in the Cortina put more Cortina, like happy Cortina. And you don't live like in Italy, this happy Cortina. You don't dance. You sit and wait. But you don't dance the happy Cortina. In Italy, if you put something more happy Cortina, they make dance maybe a bad thing, but they move the body like crazy body.
I see, yeah.
This is the, so the balance is different. It's nice, you know?
So maybe the way how you study is amazing, but the culture of a milonga, you need more culture, like as we say today, no? In Argentina, people dance everything. Even the technique is wrong to dance folklore or cumbia, but the people dance everything. So it's more like a party, not like only a milonga.
Sí. An instrument to see that is maybe the dance milonga, the style milonga, because what I experience in Austria, Germany, maybe also, if they start milonga, 50% of the leaders, of the male leaders, go to the bar, and the women want to dance, but there's no leader available, because people are frightened. Is this different in other countries?
You mean milonga, like milonga style. Music milonga, okay.
Music milonga.
Sometimes I think it's because milonga, it's made for short people with short legs. Long legs is for people
who, elegant. I think,
for waltz, yeah. No? And I think here people, it's taller. So milonga, it's very fast. Mm-hmm. And the movements are going to be slower. So I feel that they don't feel comfortable with the short steps, with having long legs. Sometimes the people think, okay, if I have long legs, I cannot do short steps and dance faster. Of course, it's not like that, because I dance in Russia with a 2 and 5 meters guy, and he was very good dancer. But I think the people think about this, no? And some countries where the people is taller, not like us.
You want to say that because you're short?
Yeah. No. I don't like waltz. But in Europe, the people like much more the waltz than the milonga.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
No?
It's easy to see. It's almost each and every milonga.
In Europe, it's like this. What do you think about that?
No. Nothing. I want to say.
Yeah. No, I don't want to say because I am short and I'm short. I know.
And you want your wish? You are taller.
No, if I were taller, I couldn't dance with you.
But I am taller.
No, if I were taller, you were not dancing with me.
What do you think about giving lessons via video or to record videos before and just sell them? As some couples are doing, like Miriam and Leonardo, I think, from Buenos Aires. Is this a good way or is this an additional way to learn tango from videos?
Well,
making this live feedback.
In our YouTube channel, we put every week different free lessons for everybody. Mm-hmm. Because I think the tango gives too much in our life. No, the student give too much. And we say, okay, we put free lesson for everybody, because in the pandemic time, a lot of person help us. And we continue put every week some free lesson in our YouTube channel. It's not for make money, you know, because with YouTube, you don't
catch money.
It's true, no? But we don't know why then all people don't dance tango. When we walk in the street and see one people, and say, why these people don't dance tango, no? Because we love it. For us, it's amazing. It's like our cocaine, it's our energy, you know?
You can't imagine how it's possible to not dance tango.
Exactly.
Yesterday we arrived after our show in Italy with our company. We arrived to grass without sleep and go directly to give the lesson. In the night, make the exhibition. And we don't sleep, but we are very happy, because the people when arrive here start to talk with us, start to embrace, we start to say, hey, hello, and we start to dance with them. and the people give the energy. And I think with the online lesson, for me, or YouTube lesson, or not, we put this, it's nice. It's necessary.
It's a way, what you want to say, it's a way to give to the people who still learning and the people who cannot pay for lessons sometimes. They still learning. And for us, it's a way to say thank you for the whole people who is taking lesson. It's a little present that we can do. And in other way, we have our online lessons. We still teaching after the pandemic. We continue teaching. And I think it's a good way because the people, a lot of people that we met here, we were in the theater in Italy just these 2 days, and a lot of people came and says to us, I'm watching your videos on YouTube, I learn a lot. And for us, it's just a video, no? Sometimes we think, are we doing well showing these videos? Because it's like 10 minutes, no? Or 5 minutes sometimes, it's not a lot. But some people say, the concept that you give us, for me, it's very important because a little detail could change and they can watch it and watch it and repeat it. And maybe in this way they understood something that maybe in a lesson they cannot understand.
This is also very fascinating, I think, in Tango Argentino. That's a very small detail.
Yeah.
Change.
You learn, changes everything.
Yeah.
And you're entering a new world.
Yeah, so example, that's why I think it's a good idea to still teaching online for us, help a lot, because we still having students from, I have students from Korea, Singapore, Russia, Italy, Greece, Argentina.
New Zealand, Australia.
We have people from Australia. So we meet all in a schedule that is comfortable for everyone, especially for Asia. No, but it's like the distance get closer in that moment. No, it's for me, and the people who join that lesson, it's people who wants to really learn tango. Otherwise, you don't put yourself in front of the computer and hearing just the teacher saying words without touching you, without modifying your body. So I found that the people who are learning from our online lesson is people that really wants to learn tango.
And I say
thanks to them every time because they every Tuesday at 1 p.m. they are there in front of the computer to learn tango with me or every Monday with Neri and me.
So it's a live webinar. It's not only just a video record and then
we have
upload it.
Exactly. And there are people who don't know. They are buying the videos and we send them and we never see each other. And little by little, traveling around the world, we are meeting the people that we met online. So when I met people online and then after 2 years, I met in life. So it's for me, it's like, I can't believe it. You are the person that I learned, I saw in the,
and
the computer.
Me,
now
I
can touch you.
I am very happy because I put my part in generic part because when we give a online lesson by Zoom, we put different camera and I recorded at the same time every student. And then at the same time, I show you what is the problem. And with my tablet, I make the problem and they see this problem with the line.
So
everything.
He put the camera in front,
like
he
the
put
football,
the camera on the left.
Coach and
yes, like the bar. No?
So
yeah.
We
like
exactly, we do kind of bar on tango.
And because
tango,
we make one program
bar.
To help that. And I am very happy to give the group.
See, he put his technician side on the tango.
So technique is something which has changed, I think, considerably in the last 20 years. But did you experience also some other changes in when it comes to the dance tango argentino, to the social dance tango argentino in the last 20 years? This is something that, in the sense of more people are dancing this, or more and more people are putting focus on this and that, and more people are, I don't know what, does it change? Did it change tango?
Dance
tango?
Yes, I think yes. I think it changed because of the society changed too. So if you think in Argentina, when our teacher were showing us the flyer of his performance, it says Carlitos Perez and his partner.
It's not. So it's now, not, it's like Neri Pilu and...
No, now they put Shanina first and then Neri.
Completely different, no?
This is a trademark, yeah. Yes. That's true.
And then, for example, the Tango Nuevo, for example, no? For me, help a lot of... Okay, at the beginning, a lot of people say, no, the Tango Nuevo is horrible, it's bad.
It's not tango.
It's not tango, but help too much because help us to teach. Because at that moment, we don't know how to teach tango, real tango, no? And then
they were doing, maybe the dancers, the teachers, the maestros, big maestros, the old milongueros, were very good dancers, but the pedagogy were not good because they have learned in the milonga, they have learned in the streets. Yeah. But a group of teachers, a group of maestros, very famous maestros, as Chicho, Salas, and Aveira, and some other. And
Miguel Ángel Soto.
Miguel Ángel Soto, they start to, they talk each other to create a way of teach to the people how to learn tango. Because most of the people were learning just watching in front of the teacher, but the teacher were not teaching. Was just, I do this, and
step.
That's all.
True step, yeah.
Sí. Yes. But the Tango Nuevo broke the way to...
And then you end up in just doing a sequence of steps. But this is maybe not tango argentino.
Yeah. They were, see, maybe it was tango, but just...
It looks like tango.
But yeah. But the Tango Nuevo brought to the community pedagogy.
They come, the young people, because the big problem is the young people. Because if we continue the very strict rule, or not, like you need to make the cabeceo, you need to go to the tango shoes with the jacket to the place to milonga. When I start, it's like that. But now the sociality is completely different, you know? It's not like this formal. For example, in Salerno, I came to say to my student, they come every week to our lesson and then the milonga, because it's very small place. Everybody know there. Mm. It's impossible to invite to the people with the cabeceo, because they know it's not necessary.
The community is very
small. They're friends.
So they cannot use. They cannot be friends and then be formal in the milonga because it is a milonga. So if they are friends, I ask you, Neri, let's dance. No, as I can. He cannot do the cabeceo to me. So it's the same with the other people. If they are friends, you can do that when you don't know. When the community in Argentina is quite big.
Claro. No? If you go to Rome, for example, or Buenos Aires, a lot of people there, or Milano, okay, it's different.
But when the community is very small, and you have to do the cabeceo to the friend of you that is seated next to you, so that is no sense.
Strange, yeah.
So,
final question, because I promised to keep it within 1 hour. Which rules and rights are still important in tango, in social tango for you? Which rules should be kept all the time because they are really valid and counting?
I think the respect is very important. For example, sometimes the men want to teach in the milonga, and that I don't like, no? You need to understand in the lesson is the lesson, in the milonga is milonga. And you need to say, okay, this is respect, no? Then, of course, if you go with the one t-shirt very sweat, the lady need to say, no, I don't want to dance with you. No, this is very important. No,
because the respect, that respect is something that you have to keep it
in the life.
In the life, no? Not in tango, in tango.
Then, of course, the pista, you need to walk, you need to...
the navigation, no?
The navigation, the pista, no?
To keep the lane.
And then, of course, if you want to make one volée or one more sacada, it's possible. But you need to understand when it's possible or not. No, if the milonga is to crown, you make one gancho. Is the milonga is, it's possible.
If there is a space, we can do it. We are not like a religious, very religion. Yeah. So if you can do it, you have to do it. But you as a man and me as a woman, we have to check if we can do it. Well, sometimes the people say, no, we cannot do voleos in the milonga, or we
because
cannot
do real tango. And then you see the video, the old milonguero, and they make gancho, voleo, sacada, everything. Because if you see one video of Pupi Castello, they make everything. Mm. And he make in the milonga too, because I see him when we dance. Mm. We not to say the real tango is the milonguero, you don't need to make nothing. No, because every people, when the people arrive to the milonga, they are milonguero. The problem is the concept, you know, because it's not the religion. We need to go to the are free. You need to have
something that maybe not a rule, but something that I would like to say to the communities in the world that tango is it is not a religion. So we are not in the church. It's a party in the night. So it starts usually in the night. So it's a party.
We are dancing
sometimes sad music, but we have to have fun. And especially for the ladies, dance. As we say today in the milonga lesson, we are followers, but we don't like too much this word of being follower. For the beginners, yes, because, okay, the man is the leader, but we are dancers.
Sí, for us,
and we
very
have
important.
To dance.
Johnny.
Your sequence, but dance.
We need to
not follow
we need,
the
we need
sequence.
To think it's no more follower and leader. We need to say leader and leader because both dance. Mm-hmm. We need to put our 100% the lady and the man, or the man and man, or lady and lady. We have that problem.
But we can agree the world without Tango Argentino would be an empty world. Cold and empty.
Oh, for sure. For sure. No, we cannot imagine a world without Tango. Actually, we are happy that we are traveling this time to New Zealand for the first time.
We go 40 hours in the flight, 4 days there, and then we return another 40 hours.
But we want to see the community there. We want to see what's happening in the whole world with tango. So
have you ever been in a country where tango is very low level, like in, I don't know, Iran?
Yeah,
Turkey, not Istanbul. It's
no, but
sometimes
if you
the level
for Africa continent, yeah, maybe yeah. The tango is less.
We
and the
we
level
never
is less.
We never have been in Africa,
but we have Morocco. We dance in all
and we dance in the whole continent.
It's different, but I think very much.
Yeah, I think it's different. But we sometimes when we see this, we don't care because they are dancing tango. Mm-hmm. They will be good. They will be good. They need time.
Yes.
The most important thing for us is the people is dancing tango and they love tango.
Or for example,
it's an upper class thing, Tango Argentino, specifically in these countries, but maybe also here in Austria and Germany. Because if you look around the professions and you ask them, what are you working? You have doctors, you have advocates, you have, I don't know, politicians, whatever.
Yeah.
You don't have the workers from the street.
Of course.
Yeah. You have them, but not so much.
Yes. For example, now we have one company, you know? Yeah. And we have, maybe you say, okay, you dance in the company. We spend a lot of energy because to make our show, we are acting artists. For me and Janine organize this acting artist, we spend a lot of energy. But we want to make that because we want to see to the people.
Show to the people.
Show
the people who is not dancing tango.
It's
the people who
go
to theater usually is not people who dance tango. It's people that love to go to the theater and see.
And maybe one person on this theater.
So it's a very hard and little work
to inject
to spread
this virus
the tango in
say,
there.
Okay, we put something. I am happy. And we say, okay, this is our objective, you know?
Our goal is to bring new people to tango.
Tango.
Okay. That's a great end. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
After a 12-hour stay, I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Wish you all the best. for Gracias. The tours and hope to see you again soon.
Sí, okay, sí, we hope to.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.